countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
I think we're due a little bit of good news. Good news, though, tempered with caution. It is that there are no recorded cases of bird flu on Irish poultry farms this year. But the worrying truth is that this winter, across Europe and in Britain, poultry flocks have become infected with the disease. We are the disease-free exception, very much an outlier. And scanning the horizon for us to assess the risk is Superintending Veterinary Inspector at the Department of Agriculture, Audrey Jenkins. And Audrey, good morning. Thank you very much for coming in to us. How much of the disease are you seeing in the wild bird population? How worried are you?
Good morning, Philip. Yeah, well, what we know is on the 5th of December of 2024, we detected our first outbreak of avian influenza in a wild bird in County Galway. And since then, we've detected a further bird in County Dublin, and then most recently, a third bird up in Donegal. So it just goes to show that the geographical spread that we have of bird flu.
The bird in Donegal was a goose spotted near a petrol station. Just describe what alerted people to its condition.
Yeah, so this bird was reported by a member of the public to the department, which is exactly what we're asking for sick and wild birds, sick and dead wild birds to be reported to the department. So in response to that report, a member of one of our very experienced field officers went out. The bird was in a very, very sick, disoriented state, presenting neurological signs. And our officer was you know, quite confident that this bird was suffering from bird flu. Now, the bird was humanely euthanized and was brought to the laboratory then where it was tested for avian influenza and confirmed positive.
Audrey, we had no cases from 1983 until 2020, and then we had them in 2021 and in 2022. What's happening?
That's correct. Yeah, well, what we've noticed is avian influenza viruses are very adaptable. And we had a singular case in 2020. And following on 2021, we really saw an increase in rates of this HPAI, so highly pathogenic avian influenza H5N1 strain. That's the strain that has predominated in Europe since then. So this virus is very adaptable. That 2021 season was, you know, by far, the vast, you know, huge numbers of outbreaks right across Europe. Now, the fact that we had six cases in poultry in 2001 just goes as a testament to how good our poultry farmers are at biosecurity and preventing incursion of disease. Similarly, that year, there were five outbreaks of the disease in Northern Ireland as well. So across the country that year, there would have been 11 outbreaks.
To what extent, though, is it not just the poultry farmers who have to be good at the biosecurity, but anybody who is keeping poultry or birds now?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a responsibility on all poultry keepers, no matter whether you're a commercial poultry enterprise, and as I say, we know our commercial poultry farmers are really good at
or just one Rhode Island Red sitting out the back.
Well, that's, and the responsibility is on all poultry keepers, no matter if you have one or two backyard birds out the back. The responsibility is there to, you know, protect your birds, you know, for poultry farmers to protect their livelihood, but to protect the health and welfare of their own birds and the national flock.
But how far should people be taking this? I mean, are we talking about disinfecting footwear before going into their runs? Are we talking about keeping them completely contained?
Since the 6th of December, we have introduced our biosecurity measures regulations. So what that means is what would normally be our gold standard advice is now a mandatory requirement. And that applies right across the board. So to the backyard poultry keepers and commercial flocks. And what that means is it's straightforward, simple advice. We have guidance documents on our www.gov.ie/birdflu webpage where people can go for that advice. But it is the simple measures, and it's about implementing them continuously all the time. So it is about minimising the amount of visitors to farms. We know that bird flu is spread in the faeces of birds. So
Right, more details from the department's website on the biosecurity measures that you could implement. Look, as you say, H5N1 is the prevalent strain. There's H5N5 knocking around as well. Talk to me about the strain in the United States that is making that jump to cows and to people. How worried are you about that?
Well, what we know is since March of last year, highly pathogenic avian influenza was detected in dairy cows. Now, at the moment, there's about 930 cases, and that's premises that have been infected. About 700
in the United States.
Yeah. Now, it's a different strain of bird flu than what we were dealing with in Europe. Now, there's been California is the real hotspot of that at the moment. And of the, 900 cases, over 700 of those have been confirmed in California.
But I'm thinking that if you have a goose that is turning up in Donegal with this condition and there are Brent geese making that trip backwards and forwards across the Atlantic, we can't really sit back and relax here, can we?
Well, what we know is bird flu viruses are very adaptable. And again, it's the biosecurity piece, about not allowing wild bird access, to be it poultry or so the way it affects dairy cattle is it doesn't affect them in a respiratory sense as such, but what it causes is a mastitis, and those cows. We know that the virus is highly fatal in poultry. It doesn't cause those kind of mortality levels in cows.
Of all of the various veterinary threats on the horizon now, which is giving you the most sleepless nights? Is it blue tongue? Is it foot and mouth in Germany? Or is it avian flu or swine flu?
All of these things are threats. And we know, like, we live in a global village now. So with increased movement of people, animal products around the world, it's we always have to be vigilant. Of course, blue tongue is we know that there have been huge outbreaks across Europe since 2023, a new strain of blue tongue. And it has affected over 200 premises in GB as well. As the temperatures increase, as we go into spring, with increased temperatures and climate change, it can increase the ability of vectors, the midge that spreads blue tongue to survive.
The amount that you worry about these things depends largely then on what time of year it is. Audrey Jenkinson, Superintending Vet Inspector at the Department of Agriculture. Thank you very much. Department of Agriculture website for more details on that.